Chapter 1. Land and People. Geography. Sandwiched between China to the north and India to the south, Nepal runs approximately 500 miles from northwest to southeast and is between 56 and 143 miles wide, covering an area of 56,827 square miles. It's home not only to Mount Everest at 29,029 feet, the world's highest mountain, but to 8 of the 10 highest peaks, and several hundred more over 20,000 feet. The Himalayas give the country its unique appeal to the outside world, but this picture can be misleading. Altitudes descend to less than 200 feet, and more than 40% of the land area is below 3,300 feet. The extreme variation in altitude within a small space influences everything, from Nepal's climate to its ethnicity and demography, history and political and economic development. More than 60 million years ago, the Indo-Australian tectonic plate collided with the Eurasian continent. The resultant compacting of the Earth's crust over millennia, manifested through occasional earthquakes, has created a series of mountain systems running in a northwest-southeast direction. These divide Nepal into roughly parallel strips of different ecological character. The Ganges Plains extend some 25 miles into Nepal along its southern border with India, forming the lowlands or terai, and rising to a maximum height of 1,000 feet above sea level. This area was infested with malaria and largely uninhabitable until sprayed with DDT in the 1950s. Now its dense forests have been cleared to make room for people from the hills, and its fertile plains, though just a fifth of the country's territory, are home to a good 50% of the population. Separated from the Terai by the Mahabharat range of hills are the Pahar, mid-hills, covering 60% of the land area and ranging from 1,000 feet to nearly 15,000 feet in altitude. Characteristic of these are flat, enclosed, high valleys that have been inhabited for centuries, such as the highly populous and cultivated Kathmandu Valley and Pokhara. North of the mid-hills is the Great Himalaya, covering almost a fifth of Nepal's territory. The few treacherous paths that traverse these high mountains, formerly trade routes between Tibet and India, are now mainly used by backpackers. The sparsely populated inner valleys of the Himalaya are screened to an extent from wind and rain, but can only be reached on foot or by airplane. The Trans-Himalaya beyond is an arid desert region along the Tibetan border, in the rain shadow of the Himalayas at an average altitude of 19,700 feet above sea level. Climate. There are effectively two seasons in Nepal.